For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yeah, I'm trying not to. Like, we stocked up a little bit when it first started, you know, with same kind of shit Shane was saying, canned goods and whatever and water, but nobody wants to eat canned Chef Boyardee and microwave shit. You know, it's no good for you, and it's not very good to begin with. So I've been going out every couple of days, just a little bit more stocking up. Like, I had to go out yesterday to get to stop by the vet to get medication for one of our cats and you can't even go in there. They won't let you in. They have to come out and take your card information and then whatever. But I noticed going there, and then I went to the grocery store after, and yesterday, as we're recording this, was Monday. It was like Labor Day, man. Like, there was more people out because everyone's off or sent home or whatever. And I was like, they just did the deal here in Pennsylvania where you're not supposed to be out unless you're going to the pharmacy or the grocery store or work. And they're supposed to be
like,
up and down.
It's almost I feel a lot of people's nature now is like, fuck it, bro. This is going to go over just like everything else has. And people aren't really going to take it seriously till it hits somebody close to them.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I know people that were having block parties, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like they're posting pictures, and you can see their kids playing with other kids, and this. I'm like, dude, this isn't, like, I don't want to be a fucking, you know, buzzkill, but what the fuck, you know? Like, this isn't the way it's supposed to go right now. You got to chill. But
right. You got senators are getting it, and fucking somebody just got it, a real big deal just got it.
Well, Tom Hanks was the first, him and his wife were the first big names, right?
No, but somebody like yesterday or today that had like a big name. I forget now who it was. But anyways, yeah, bro, you just don't know who has. Oh, well, if this girl got it, Dana Brooke and Ray got it, imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, whenever we talk this kind of stuff, like I lean Republican and I have for a few years, but I'm starting to get pissed at Trump going out there and going, we're gonna try to hammer this away, and we're gonna reopen the country on Easter and open the churches, and it's gonna be beautiful. And I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way, if we're following the patterns of like Italy and England and everything, that we're gonna be ready in 2 weeks.
As I told you before, his whole thing has been predicated on the economy. We've had a strong economy, and he was gonna run on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And how can he run on it now?
No, and
so he's trying to get the economy somehow back on track.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, we were going to hit for a disaster, and I saved it.
Yeah.
You know?
And
because come
like,
election time, if this economy's rattled, that ain't going to help him.
No. But it's just like, usually, you know, he'll say stupid things, and I'll be like, man, shut up. Like, why isn't someone policing him? And with all these speeches on this, we're going to get it back by Easter. I'm like, someone needs to shut him up. And I just read that New York, their cases went up like 40% today. Like, it's not tapering off. It's getting worse, you know? How could, like, the focus on we're going to get things back on Easter Sunday and everyone's going to be able to go to church and stuff. It's just wrong. You sound stupid.
Yep. 1,000%, bro. That's why I don't understand sometimes Glenn, you know, he's an intelligent guy. And then you see that no matter what, he's always defending him. It's like, bro, you're defending the indefensible. Just say he's wrong and he's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't take it serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he was saying it for weeks that this isn't going to be shit. There's 7 people with it and there's not going to be anybody else and whatever. And
right. Why are we denying that? That's all I'm saying, bro. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about Trump. I think he's funny and he cracks me up, and super respect for a guy that was never a politician to be able to be the most powerful seat, but he's not really a leader. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me.
My wife was like, do you think he's had it and he's kind of sabotaging himself with this shit? And I'm like, no, because I don't think from what I've read and seen of his personality, like even if he's fed up with the big seat, right, he doesn't want to lose an election. He never wants to lose anything. So that's just his personality or whatever. But it's tough to see those press conferences and read articles where he's predicting this miraculous comeback. And it's like, dude, it's not realistic. You sound stupid. You sound stupid right now. But
yeah.
I want to bring something up to you guys because I had this discussion with Mark Madden. And because it was such a good discussion, I had it with Russo. I want to have it with you guys, right? So back in the Philadelphia Flyers won the Stanley Cup in 1975 and 1976. The next 4 years after that, the Montreal Canadiens were the champions. 77, 78, 79, or 74 and 75 Flyers, 76 through 79 Canadiens. Then the Islanders won 4 years in a row, 80 to 84. Joe, why don't you Google this?
Yeah.
Google WWF champions, right? Because like after that, then the Edmonton Oilers won like 6 out of 7 years. Okay, bro. Like look at the model. You know, the Steelers were a dynasty. Cowboys were like a dynasty during that period of time. The Yankees, the Reds. You know, how did Vince McMahon book his champions back then?
Let me tell you that.
Go ahead.
Real quick. That was the great thing about back then.
that you knew who the champions were, because it was like for a long time it was Bruno, then for, you know, Hogan, and then, but you know what I'm saying? Like back then, I remember champions had it for like 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Even like the AWA, and it was always Harley Race or Ric Flair or, you know, Briscoe.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training and I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product, everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out, because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold flu and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs.
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry. Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's start from Buddy Rogers, Joe. Start from, like, Buddy Rogers in the 60-something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you hear this? This is interesting to think about.
Buddy Rogers. Well, Buddy Rogers only had it for...
Give me the year, Buddy Rogers.
1963.
Okay, who was next?
Hang on, I got to get a better version of the site. But that's when Bruno's first reign started. He squashed Buddy.
For how long? You know, here's what I want. How long has it been, length of time? And who's next?
Yeah, give me one sec.
So Buddy had it April 11, 63, and then Bruno won it May 17, 63. So Buddy had it for...
Who beat him first? Koloff?
Koloff beat him 6.5 years later.
Okay, bro, 6.5 years.
Seven and a half.
Guys on top. 7.5 years. Okay, then Koloff, then Pedro, then Stasiak.
Yeah.
Then I think Bruno again, right?
Bruno again.
For how long? Because those were short.
4 years.
Four years.
Then it was who?
Superstar.
Yeah, Billy Graham for
Superstar
about a year.
Superstar Billy Graham. And then who be Superstar Graham? Bob Backlund for how long?
5 years, almost six okay. years. That's when he lost the title. Right.
So look at the way they booked the champion back then, right? But here was the model, just like the way Shale was talking, okay? There was a respect for the business, a suspension of disbelief. People thought it was real and stuff and things because they thought the guys were really fighting, right? They thought it was real. So how did they book this? Basically what you had was you had the champion, okay, who's the champion. He's like the hero and everything. And you had the biggest asshole guys you could imagine were these heel managers who were just like literally the most unlikable guys that you could find. The Grand Wizard was always yelling. Lou Albano, always yelling. Who else? Freddie Blassie. Yeah. And they'd always bring in their guy, who they were so good at their job, and they were such assholes and unlikable that the fans despised these guys so much that there was no way that they wanted to be their hero. And, bro, and these guys would convince you, because their promos are so good, because they were so unlikable, they would convince you that their guy, that your hero is in trouble. And what happened in the matches? They would get beat down. You know, they get beat down. They get bloody, you know. So, and they just come boom, boom, and fight back and pin the guy and get the pop. And for years and years and years and years and years and years, because you're selling a fight. You're selling the bad guy versus the good guy, and you have legit heat because, bro, the heel managers never did one single thing to get people to like, right? That's a successful formula. And that formula has not proven ever to really be unsuccessful. But still, we drifted away from that formula at the expense of we don't look like the guys are fighting anymore. And nobody is an asshole that the people dislike. It's like you're taking two major elements out of professional wrestling, but you're still trying to sell the same product. And that's why, like, even in WCW, because WCW and WWE during that time, during the Attitude Era, even though everything was amped up, characters, and then the WWE became the cartoon age where the characters are kind of over the top and stuff, but nobody really strayed away from the basic principles of the wrestling matches in that they were a lot of punching, fighting, had pretty simplistic because you were still selling the guys, even though they're characters, they're still mad enough and got enough heat with each other to go in there and fight each other, right? And even in the Attitude Era, and even during our time, okay, we were very more simple in the matches because, you know, even when the luchadors came in, the luchadors didn't go apeshit like these guys do these days. You know, they're like, they came in, they're working with us, the American. So it was a pretty, here's the best thing about the luchas making their debut in WCW, is we had the best wrestlers, the best indie wrestlers on the planet were like on TV. And now that they're coming in, they're working against the best guys. They don't have to like come in to the United States and wrestle all these indie guys and stuff and just do, you know, they're wrestling us. We were all on TV. We were the best of the best in the country at the time because we were the television stars. And we had a very basic way we worked. The one thing we noticed was, is like when these guys came in, they'd wrestle each other and you'd be like, it'd pique your interest because you're like, oh, I could do some good stuff with this guy. I could do some of his spots. But it's like, I'm not going to go out there and do that match. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got with this American style. We got to, you know what I'm saying? Because like the luchadors would, like you said, a perfect lucha match is lucha. It's not a lot of selling. It's not. But these guys were so good to Conan Broad. They learned very, very quickly. You got to look like you can fight here, and you got to sell. And it's like, and so all the guys that we brought in, Ray, you know, everybody could throw punches. They look tough. Even Hubie's a little prick, but he wrestles tough. You know, he chops the shit out of you. He does. You know, all those guys had that. That to me is the one thing that's missing in wrestling, because you still look at all that, and you just say to guys, it's like, guys, look, I know this is old school stuff. I know this is simple, but then what Chael is saying too is like, you're cutting promos out there, and you're cutting promos, and you're not. Not going out there like you'll wrestle in a match like Bruno and Larry Zbysko, where there's a lot of heat. You guys are fighting, trying to beat the piss out of each other and kill each other. You guys are going out there after you're cutting these promos and you're doing a performance with each other. And that's that's what I think is the missing element. Even though I'm old school, I say it, but you look back in history, it's never not worked. You sell a fight and you go out there, and if you look like you can fight, you try to beat the guy up. But now it's like we're in this thing of like wrestling today is like, oh, this is going to be a great match with these guys because they got a good spot. It's like we really need to look at doing a 180, keeping all the stuff that we're doing good that works right now and going back towards the style we worked and keeping the stuff that basically, you know, because, bro, it's like wrestling's too busy. There's too many spots in every single match. There's too many things going on. So the Orange Cassidy match. They didn't do a lot of spots, a lot of selling stuff. You know, they did a lot of crowd reaction. But we need to get back to that. You know, and then because when people turn on television and they turn on the wrestling match, like Chael Sonnen does, he did it 4 months ago. It's like, I watched Raw. It was terrible. He did 4 months later. I don't even know why I watched Raw. And the visual product looks the same to him. You guys are cutting promos talking about fighting, but you're not going out there doing anything resembling fighting. But what do you guys think of that?
Do you think Cody kind of is bringing some of that back with
his? Of course, he never worked that style. He's always worked a basic American style. Now he's still, bro, the thing with him, it's funny because he's trying to get over with his fan base, and now he's got a scar above his eye. You know what I'm saying? Because he tried to do that dive out the thing, and bro, it's like he doesn't have to do that, bro. Work the way you work. Your character is over enough. You don't have to do the flips and the moonsault off the top of the cage to try to pop these guys. You know, it's like, you don't have to. You're getting over not doing that, you know? And it's just like these guys, they look in there, they have not figured out that the things that get the reactions more than anything are working your gimmick and working the crowd and cutting a good promo. Because you weren't good, your matches and your spots are lost in the show because everybody else is doing a million other ones, you know?
Yo, Conan and Joe, breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beer kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you seen what Cody has done in AEW? His first program was with his brother, with Goldust, with Dustin, sorry. Then he went over with Jericho. Then he went over with MJF. Now he's going to do something with Lance Archer. It's not with guys that are going to give you 5-6-star matches with the style of Ospreay and Ricochet. It's more with the, like, Meltzer gave 5 stars to that match, Dustin against Cody. He's going to give high praise to whatever they do with Archer if it's a program that deserves it. But he's doing, like, mostly with his microphone work, with his matches not being a spot fest, but being every moment of the match, making it worth something, making it involving
the fans.
Yeah,
but there's nothing wrong with, like, that's funny because there's nothing wrong with it being a spot fest, and those are one of the things that makes him stick out. He's working the crowd. He's the timing, he's letting the match breathe. The same thing we saw with Pac and Orange Cassidy. You know, that was well structured where everybody was selling and Pac was working the crowd, and you know what I'm saying? And it was slowed down and you could understand and could digest it. You could become emotionally invested. It's hard to become emotionally invested when everybody's going back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. I said, yep, every match ain't going to be the same. Some matches are your video game match. One's a storyline match. One's a lucha match. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's what's getting – Glenn is absolutely correct. He's 1,000 correct in that. He doesn't have to do dives, and he doesn't have to do that flip off the top, which I think he broke his toe or some shit. But, you know, but he's trying to get over this fan base when he's already over by right, telling good stories and cutting good promos and having those good, rough, Southern-style matches.
And my point is – go watch the long history of the WWE and their champions and stuff, I think, and look at what the top guys did.
Yeah, no,
they didn't have to. They were that over. They all looked like they could fight. You know?
What's old is new. What's old is new. Go back to 40, 50 years ago, and a lot of people haven't seen that stuff. Use some of it. Look good. It's like the revival. Those guys say that they spend a lot of time seeing old school tag team wrestling to go with their stuff, and they were great in NXT, and then the main roster, they just screwed them over. I can't wait to see those guys in AEW because they're old school wrestlers in this era.
What did you like Brody Lee as being the leader of the, what are they called?
Dark Order?
Could be a hidden gem because you never know. It's like one of those guys that, like, was in a faction or never got enough mic time. And it's like, what if the guy cuts a good promo? And it's like, oh, we never knew this because we never got a chance. And, like, you know, that's it, bro. His deal is, if this guy can't cut a good promo, that gimmick is the shits.
Yeah, because
the exalted one has to be the talker of the group and the leader.
And
you know,
so it's like, if he got a good crazy,
does have a good look.
Manson, Harry Ruiz,
that group stinks.
Nothing.
But if he can talk good, he'll get over. You know.
Did you guys hear the dig at Vince McMahon that Brody Lee got in the promo?
No, what'd he say?
He said, "You're not gonna be the first out of touch old man to misjudge me," or something. Like that.
Yeah, that's an under. Bro, that he should just, I mean, come on. Bro, if you're the exalted one in AEW, don't even reference WWE. You know what I'm saying? This is just a completely new character for you, completely new company. Don't be, if you got to feel like you got to take a shot at them,
they'll like, sneak in those little things for their hardcore fan base to pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's unnecessary. You know.
Also,
it's an unnecessary thing. It's like, who did you pop on that? You know?
If you watch the like thing I on said, TV,
the Harry, the best revenge is massive success. Boom.
Exactly. AEW screwed up in live TV because they were showing a shot from inside the arena, the place that hosted this Daily's place. They had a wide shot of SCU watching the big screen and the video package. And then Brody Lee just walks out during the video package, like towards the ring, and the shot was open. And then they immediately switched to the full screen with the video package. And it's like, oh shit, someone just walked out. Who was that? And then you see the what he was wearing, and I was like, oh fuck. Okay, he's gonna be in the ring, right? And then they just switched back to the ring.
Harry, you wanna tell me, you wanna know exactly what happened there?
What's up?
So you have a producer and director in the truck. You got a guy at the go position with the wrestler to give him his cue, right?
Yeah.
Somebody screwed up in there. Either the producer, the director, or the guy giving the cue either sent the guy too early, or they gave the guy the Iggy to give him the cue too early, and he walked in, or the director didn't change the shot. That's what happened there. Yeah, it's an honest mistake, but that's a very simplistic mistake to make, you know?
And they need – they're new. They're not even a year in on TV, but that's kind of stuff that, you know, WWE isn't going to make that kind of mistake. So I'm going to give them a pass, but when I saw it, I was like, shit, did I just see that? I put the DVR back, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I did see that. And they actually tweeted that video, and then they took it down a minute later and then put the whole video package how it was edited instead of how it aired live on TV.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutritionist has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I carry my life.
quiero que me odian, dicen que son mis parientes. Bato, 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 how you make us get down? Man, was that one is the lonely, the ones who freak the sound. Foodie pulling tricks like a David Copperfield. So let the sun just spill on a 2-inch beer. I snatch the rabbit out your hat and choke it. Ya sé que tú no quieres pedo con el perro, con el esqueleto, tocando el violoncello en varios feos. 187 if you don't spin the vinyl. Revolutionary mind, but they label me a wino. Someone please and take my brain from the wall. You can blame it on the drugs or you can blame it on the alcohol. Ashes to ashes and back to dust. And before I go, ooh, believe I'm a bust. Ashes to ashes and back to dust. And before I go, ooh, believe I'm a bust. 190 to the quack.
You're in Jacksonville right now, Frankie?
I'm in Jacksonville right now. Yeah, I got it.
Are they basically, I mean, everybody, the government's telling us all to home, everybody stay home. But, like, this is my thing. I was going back and forth on somebody on Twitter. It's like, sports going forward should not be that difficult if you're doing it in front of no fans. You take the talent, you put them in the hotel the night before, you test them. The test takes like 12. You go the next day, get the test back. If you're not tested, you can't leave the room. And it's just, and everybody that tests clean, it's like, you take the people from the hotel to the venue, and then like, and then when they go home and they stay home.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, selfishly, I agree, man. I would like sports and everything to get back on track. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be a while, but you know, I think this is going to make athletes appreciate fans and fans appreciate athletes even more going forward, you know, because, for one, I'm a huge baseball guy. Like I know you guys are. I was really looking forward to the start of the season, and now I'm kind of like, just, you know, and we're right in the middle of basketball.
The Angels look good this year.
Yeah, your team got way better.
Yeah.
Sure. We got a good coach. And, yeah, we got some players. So, but, you know, it's going to – this too shall pass. That's what everyone needs to remember. Everything's going to be cool. Just going to, you know, maybe be a while.
Do you live in Anaheim?
No. I'm out in the desert. I'm out by Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley, Palm Springs area. I'm about an hour and 20 minutes from Anaheim.
Do you have a kid?
Yeah, I have my son, 7-year-old boy.
Son. I was going to say, if you had a daughter, Mike Trout just had a kid. So you maybe just want to try and, like, you know.
Mike Trout's going to have a kid in August. I saw
Yeah, right.
He's going to have a kid in August, yeah.
Yeah, like all the people in the Anaheim area, they're having, we got to have a kid. So we
yeah.
We got to, like, everybody, Mike Trout's school district is, like, trying to have kids now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, it's cool, right? It's like, Jesus.
Do you follow the Dodgers or no? Or just no,
I'm an angel guy. I follow the Dodgers, but I don't necessarily cheer for them. I guess if I had to pick a de facto National League team to cheer for, it would be them. But I actually prefer the Giants in that division. But yeah, I'm an Angel guy. I'm an Angel fan.
Bro, I went to an Anaheim game they had against the Red Sox. What an old stadium, bro! They need to seriously upgrade that place.
And they made it look, they did a complete revamp when Disney owned it, and they made it look like it's a nice stadium. I like it, but yeah, it is. It's been around since the 60s. It's very old.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too, because they're drawing from that. Isn't that weird? Dodger Stadium, Anaheim Stadium are kind of older stadiums.
Very much
not,
so.
Like, they're not
very
nice. So. And then you and they're drawing, that their market's a lot of, like, especially Anaheim. You got that Huntington Beach, Newport Beach money. You know, they have to come in this. You would think it's like, you know, these rich folks would want to come to like a super nice place, you know, like all these other cities are doing with these multi-billion-dollar facilities that these stadiums are building. You know,
well, I think the Angels, like there was a story where they just re-upped their lease with the city, and they're looking, I think, like I'd heard they're looking at somewhere in Long Beach to maybe build another stadium in the future, which would, you know, be nice. Because, yeah, I mean, and that stadium, remember, got converted because that's where the Rams used to play. So that used to be one of the baseball/football stadiums back in the 80s. So I would go to Rams games there.
Bro, and, I can only imagine the monster that guy's making for the new Charger Stadium.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's going to be ridiculous, bro.
Yep.
Super ridiculous.
Hey, let's talk some sports here. Do you see that Tom Brady now
is with the Colts?
Phil Rivers signed with the Colts.
Philip Rivers, I'm sorry.
The thing about this coronavirus is, like, the NFL free agent series has been crazy.
Look how many quarterbacks are on the free agency.
We signed Marcus Mariota. Which is the one of we, but the Raiders. But I'm a still Falcons team. I'm talking about once again. But we signed Marcus Mariota. And the rumor is that Brady's going to Tampa Bay to play with those receivers and Bruce Arians. You know?
Those are some good receivers.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. We were just talking about how Meltzer, when he calls us, he still has to call his house phone. Like, he has a house phone. You know, Conan still reads the newspaper. You know, he actually reads the newspaper. What are some old school things that you do, like, still that you're kind of behind? Like, I was telling him, Mark Madden still has the flip phone. You know, there's still a couple of guys in business have a, what do you still have that's kind of an old school thing that you haven't given up?
An old school thing that I haven't given up. I mean, I still same thing. Like, I still read the paper, especially when I'm on the road.
The newspaper.
I'll pick up a paper, like a USA Today, if I'm like in the Sky Club or something.
So you're right, because you go to the airport.
Right.
You don't know if the TV doesn't work on the plane or something. You have to have the paper there in case, like, just right. Yeah.
And I still actually enjoy, like, there's a couple magazines I enjoy getting, and, like, I know magazines are pretty archaic at this point, but, like, you know, I like to always have a couple magazines with me. I mean, like you said, in case there's instances where, like, I'm out of podcasts or I'm out of music to listen to, or there's nothing, TV isn't working. And I still watch the news. I mean, I still watch the news. A lot of people just rely on, like, Twitter for news. Like, I still watch, you know, my local news every morning, the LA news and everything. Like,
I want to ask both of you this. I want to ask you and Conan, since you guys still travel regularly for a living, because I don't anymore. So, like, I've been not traveling for a living for 11 years now. Okay.
Yeah.
Still travel, but not for a living. What do you guys, what electronic devices do you bring on the plane with you? Like, what do you have on the plane? Like when you travel, say it's a long, two hour plus flight.
Yep.
What do you have on, what do you bring?
So me, if I can go first, I only fly Delta. So, I always have my wireless headphones. I have my iPhone and, sometimes my iPad, but usually I'll just listen to a podcast or listen to music or watch one of the selections, one of the movies. You know, Delta is it gives me a good chance to there's movies that when they come out and I see them advertised, I always go, that's a good plane movie. Meaning I won't go see it in the theater, but if I catch it on a flight, cool. So
let me ask you this. When you're in your seat, if you have a Bluetooth head device, does it connect to the TV thing in front of you on the plane?
To plug in the external, the cord.
No, you have to do the plug-in, right? Still. Yeah. All right, cool. So you got your headphones, you can listen to whatever you've got. But and do you use your headphones if you have your iPad and you're going to be watching, or do you still use the plug-in headphones for that?
Yeah, I used to use my Bluetooth. I'll just hook up the Bluetooth.
Right. And it works in the air, huh? I guess, yeah.
Works great.
What about you, Conan?
I just do one of two things. I'm either reading, or if not, I'm writing down ideas for, like, angles or promos or cards that I want to do in the future. So those are the two things I usually do.
Well, I do a Bloody Mary.
I'll do that too. Just on my iPhone, I'll write down ideas.
I don't watch anything on planes. I sleep. Like, to this day, because I traveled so much in my life, that when I get on a plane, even all these years later, if I sit it, I could be wide awake and have coffee in me, right? As soon as I recline the seat, literally within 2 minutes, my eyes close, whether I'm tired or not. And my eyes close, and I just go to sleep, just because that's all I did. Back in the day, we used to travel in the mornings. You know, everybody would be getting a drink before the, you know, taking a couple somas, drinking a Bloody Mary, and we would just sleep. You know, it's just like, and I mean, we just all got used to that. To this day, I don't even have to take anything. I just get on the plane. I'm tired. I'm asleep. You know,
I try that too, because I normally just take red eye flights, so I like to sleep also because I'm.
Yeah, I love the red. Drunk. Yeah, that's the best thing. If you can sleep on planes, there ain't nothing wrong with living on the West Coast. Because those red eyes are like, that's it.
The best flight to sleep on is the red eye, because they turn off all the lights.
All the lights
are down. And it's on.
And if you get lucky enough, and here's what I always do. This is key. This is the key to travel. I want to tell people a secret. I guess a lot of people like to wear the, because guys, if you're neck sore and everything, I can understand wearing the pillow around your head. But when I come in, when I fly, I get the window seat because I like to lean against the seat. And I take my pillow, I take my shoes off, I put the pillow in front of me. If your feet are comfortable, trust me, you sleep better. If your feet are comfortable, you sleep better. And I would suggest try it, see if you like it and stuff and everything, but that's how I still fly in planes, and I've been for years. If my feet are comfortable and just lean my head against anything, I'm fine. I'm out like a light.
Yeah. I usually have heat with the dude that's just next to me. He takes his shoes off. I usually shoot him a dirty look, but You're right, man. Like, I do that. I will do that, like, on long flights to, like, Australia.
You have to. Right, yeah.
I watched this thing yesterday from Edward Snowden, right?
I like how you're ready to believe conspiracy theories, but you think Donald Trump can do no wrong.
That's I never said – no. Never said that.
Go ahead. What were you listening to?
Let me ask you a question, Disco. To you, was Edward Snowden a patriot or a traitor?
I don't know, man. Did you hear him on Joe Rogan?
No. When was this?
Oh, great. Maybe, a month or two ago? 2 months ago? Yeah. Great interview. A
couple months.
And but the guy, it sounds like – it's just like if you get aggravated listening to me on this show, you're going to get aggravated listening to Edward Snowden because the guy loves to talk more than I do, if you can believe that. I don't know. I don't know. I always wonder, like, you know, like the NSA, like, you know, civil liberties and spying on cities, you know, spying. But it's like you can't ignore that, you know, there might be some good that comes out of some of those situations where we're spying on people. It's like they're people pose an imminent threat and stuff. I mean, you know, I watch Homeland. You watch that show and you just get that whole show is about. It's about the NSA, you know, Homeland Security, NSA, spy stuff, turning people onto your side, and just, and that all goes on. And it's like you watch Homeland and Carrie Masterson, the chick on the show, that they break these laws all the time. But the way they tell the story is ultimately the end goal was correct. They did it for the righteous reasons. So
Have you ever noticed that the people that are so worried about the government reading their Facebook and shit, these are people that don't have none going on anyway.
Right, nothing. It's like I'm not hiding anything. You know,
it was a conversation at once. Yeah, go ahead.
If the government looked at my phone, they'd be like, "Man, this guy watches a lot of wrestling, reads a lot of comic books, he's a bit of a pervert," and that would be the end of the conversation. I don't give a shit what they see in there.
Well, here's the thing.
It's always the people too that are worried about martial law. Those are the ones doing shit that would cause martial law. Yeah. They're the ones running to the beach going, "They ain't going to take my freedoms." You're the ones that make that shit happen by doing that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. And there's no money in martial law anyway. There's no money in martial law.
Yeah. It's opened
up a
lot of...
If we're all locked up at home and we can't do shit, there's no money. And the economy shuts down. So they ain't going to do that shit.
That whole thing's a double-edged sword, because I used to have this conversation a lot with my stepdad, because he was a private investigator. And he was always like, if you didn't do anything, what the fuck do you have anything to worry about? And I was just, well, bro, it's just an invasion of my privacy. I think they should have to ask... If they want to search, you know, a judge say, yeah, you can go search him because you think he's making bombs. But I don't think the government should be indiscriminately just, you know, through Facebook, using Facebook, using all these other social media platforms that you're using just to, you know, connect network or whatever to spy on you. There's just something I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do disagree with. I think everybody would disagree with this. I don't like people getting our information and selling it to people that are now invading my computer with ads and stuff and everything, you know, like this site, like this artificial intelligence thing that's going on, where I'm, you know, these companies have my information. They've sold it to other companies that are watching what I type and keywords. And the next thing I know, I'm clicking on an ad for freaking, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't like that.
No,
you know,
just wait for,
that actually has made my life better.
Has it really? You don't get the feeling that you're being, I get the feeling I'm getting manipulated.
You're going to see an ad.
Well, then that's because you're gullible. I'll be sitting there like looking at ties or something on Instagram or whatever, some website. And then on Instagram, I'll see an ad for some shit that I need. And I go, oh, fuck, there it is.
Yeah.
That's happened a bunch of times.
So I was saying, now
that shit has not made my life worse at all.
Now Disco's going to see an ad for the Ray Donovan box set or something pop up on his phone because he was talking about it earlier.
Bro, I was thinking something the other day. Had nothing related, and the ad popped up on my thing, and I'm like,
"Happens?
That's weird. You know, I don't know.
Or like when we found out Alexa was recording, and you know what I'm saying? Or that your computer can film you, you know what I'm saying? You can get hacked and you're being filmed.
Probably right now.
I have this thing for my house. Look at this. Look, this right here is this thing that, can you see it?
Yes, your tablet there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So basically what it shows is like my driveway, my backyard, the side of my house, you know, if anybody's there. Yeah. But it also has a thing looking back at me. Like, who's looking at me? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're supposed to do this.
Yeah, you're supposed to cover it.
Imagine. Look at this.
I'm showing a piece of black tape.
Yeah.
On the camera.
Okay. Right now. Yeah, my wife has a computer, yeah.
Bro, let me tell you something. They're like, you heard the Snowden on that Joe Rogan interview went through a whole thing of like how your phone, even when it's turned off, forget, it's not really turned off. It's like, you know,
And here's the thing, Shane, because here, Shane, here's the only thing I want to say.
Yeah.
What if an employee has access to this? Some scumbag, some pervert, some lowlife, some whatever. And bro, he knows that at certain times you're walking around naked, your wife's walking around naked or whatever, and he's looking through your computer thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are the things that worry me. Not so much what's legal and what's good for our security, but the rogue guy, the guy that, you know, is a fucking loser, the guy that don't give a fuck, the guy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Those type of people. Because if Edward Snowden had access to all that, imagine if Edward wanted to sell that information or he used it for the wrong purposes. You know what I'm saying? Right. Instead, he did it to put us up on game. What if he didn't? What if he was selling this shit to all our enemies?
Conan, do you know what this means?
You might not.
Wrap it up.
Let's even do that for 5 minutes. So. Yeah. Shane, you want to do a closing statement?
I'm worried about this, though. After this conversation, I'm listening to disco. I'm going to get a bunch of ads for horseshit.
That's 1,000% for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be just ads for manure.
For fertilizer.
All over the fucking place. Yeah.
Fertilizer.
What, hey, Shane, where can we find you?
Fucking North Carolina. I ain't going to that anymore.
That's what I was going to say. I was doing my plugs the other day. I was like, wait a second. I don't work anymore. I don't have any wrestling shows anymore. Just like, all I got is Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat now. Those are my plugs at the end.
Wait, did anybody?
Like, dude, I'm growing my fucking beard out. My beard looks like a JoJo's now. But apparently my beard grows out completely white, and I did not know that.
I shaved mine down. So you guys, so now you got a white beard? You got to post that on the internet.
No, it looks ridiculous.
You know, man. Finally, you got the white. You got the white beard now. It's just like you're getting like me. You're getting up there.
I tweeted the other day that I look like I belong in a cabin writing a manifesto.
You look like the Unabomber.
Thanks for playing. Is Conan asleep? That was just for you.
Yeah, no, I'm in Iran, bro. I'm just laughing inside. Yo, Shane.
This feels like old times. Like yell at disco for a minute, and then we start laughing again. Disco, why can't you learn that? Like, ask a question, let the person answer, then just take turns. Why have you not mastered?
My fans don't like it when other people. My fans don't like it when other people talk.
You don't have any fans. People that are your fans are not real people.
My fans don't like other. They like all they hear from me.
He actually has them calling him and actually using this moniker on Twitter. Are you ready for this, Shane? Sure. The superior one.
The superior
one. That is tremendous.
TSO.
Yeah, you're superior one when you're surrounded by a bunch of idiots. But anyways, Shane. Shane,
what's going on?
One last thing. You see Raw yesterday?
Yeah.
Is that the one main question that I have for you? Is it hard for you to watch it with no audience, or did you already get used to it?
I'm more used to it now than when it first started, but I don't like wrestling without an audience. I watch UFC without an audience.
Yeah.
Last weekend? That didn't bother me. Matter of fact, it didn't bother me at all.
Pro wrestling is about audience engagement. Right. That's what I was going to tell you.
Well,
there's much more audience participation.
We talked about this with Meltzer. Yeah. And the thing was, like, the reason UFC works is because, first of all, they do a lot of prelims when the arena's empty. But you still have your corner, and they still create noise and ambiance. You know what I'm saying? It's like you hear their reactions. You know, like you watch old TV tapings. You know, old TV was just in a studio with a couple rows of chairs and the hard camera and like one row of chairs on each side, like 50 people in there. But they make noise, you know?
I mean, that might be part of it, but too, if, when you're watching MMA, especially if you're a student of the game, you watch it for technique. The audience doesn't affect you. Like, that's right. The same thing for football, basketball, any other sport. I'm watching the play. I don't care what the fans are doing. I don't give a shit what they're doing. They could be sitting on their ass, and it won't affect the football game for me whatsoever. Pro wrestling, the audience is a huge part of what we do. Two, like, when you – like, how I – like would teach myself when in my younger days, I would watch with the volume off because it's distracting. And, you know, when you watch, you'll study people's movement, you'll study their footwork and their technique, you'll learn a lot more with the volume off because you lose that distraction. Because if somebody's over, like the crowd will pop for some shit they did, even if it sucked, you know what I mean? And vice versa, if somebody's not over, the crowd will, you know, not, might not be doing anything, even though they're technically and mechanically doing some really solid shit. So now you can see like holes in the game of some people that are working. So
right.
That would be covered by audience by the camera looking at the audience or the audience covering it up. But I think
real quick, think this too. This generation of wrestlers are a lot easier for them to work in front of a crowd because they just figure out all their stuff. They just lay out all their whole match in the back and then go in the ring and do it, and the people are there, right? We used to go out, like I grew up, and like you did too, Shane, you grew up like learning how to call it in the ring where you would call spots to try to get a crowd pop. And it's like, that's like, yeah, that formula's out the window because there's no crowd, you know? So it's like old school wrestling, this doesn't work, but like new school where everything's scripted and stuff and everything, you lay out all the stuff in the back, it's like they can do it. But like I would have had, you know, my matches wouldn't look any good with stuff like this. With no reaction, you know, like doing my gimmick in between the moves, like, you know?
Yeah, they didn't look good anyway. So imagine
that's
true.
See, that's a very. I knew you would say that. I knew I should have never said that because
You know why he said that? Because you keep putting stuff about him, like, oh yeah. Ever since Shane became a producer, the ratings went down and the crowd. There's no crowds or people aren't going to
the
show.
That was a direct response to Shane and Lance Storm, who are.
I had to give him credit. That was a solid one.
I did catch the original. I think I just caught the clap back, bro.
Lance Storm tweeted. He's the one that threw. He did a.
No, I did it first. Lance basically said what I said, which I can't remember what it was. It's been like, but, you know, working without crowd reactions, just watch a disco match or some shit like that. Just playing
disco. Disco's used to working with this type of crowd reaction.
So he doubled down on your original fact, Shane.
Yeah, Lance did. Right. Yeah, Lance did.
Right.
But then Disco came and took us both out with one tweet.
Right. The only facts that we see so far is ever since Shane Helms and Lance Storm joined WWE, there's no fans in there in the crowds, and WrestleMania's been canceled.
That was a bold split. You guys were at each corner, and he hit both pins. Bye bye. Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Hey, we got to wrap it up because we got Klein Rock before 3 o'clock. We got to do.
All right.
Nobody cares. Yeah, more Shane is what you need.
It's a big return. He hasn't been on the show in like months.
That is a big return, and he got a good promo on you, so it was an especially great return.
On me or Disco?
No, you on Disco, especially great return.
Well, let's wrap it up because we're only gonna have like 15 minutes of climb.
You need to wrap it. Your parents should have wrapped it up, and we wouldn't even be in this situation. How about that? Huh?
He's coming at you today.
Jesus.
I give up.
Shane,
yeah,
can you give people your social media, any movie recommendations that are coming up, any series recommendations? Oh, last thing, Khabib or Ferguson?
Oh, man, it's hard to bet against Khabib. I don't want to bet against him. I would love to see Ferguson pull this out, but I ain't putting no money against Khabib. I mean, so I might not bet on this one, period. But, I don't want to bet against Khabib. I think Ferguson's got a great chance. Probably the best chance of anybody we've seen.
Right.
And I would like to see it happen because I like Tony and just, right. I would like to see that upset. But like I say, I like my money more than I like his chances.
friend of the show, Tony Ferguson.
I think Tony's great, dude. And it would not surprise me at all if he stopped him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, bro, I feel the same way about you. Tony's such a wild card. He's so different, wild, unorthodox, great conditioning. He's the only guy I think that has a chance against Khabib in that division. Now, Masvidal's not in his division, right? Masvidal in the Colby and Tyrone Woodley division, right?
That's 170.
Yeah, okay. So I would love to see a fight with Masvidal and Khabib.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But you know, once Khabib gets him down, then it'd be really interesting to see Masvidal. His run, he has one of the best runs in the fucking last couple of years by far.
Yeah, who's he fighting next? Do you know?
Masvidal. Are they talking about him and Usman or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the last thing I heard. I can't swear by it, but I feel like that's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, I would love to see that. But
what do you thought about John Jones moving up to heavyweight? You think he needs to?
Because he doesn't have anybody at light heavyweight, does he? Except Dominic Reyes, I mean, and who else?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of cleaned everybody out.
To the heavyweights. I don't like John Jones, so I hope he gets knocked out. Go ahead.
Dude, every single – can you imagine, though, since he was – I mean, for like the last 8 years, he hasn't had one easy fight. Like every person he fought was either the number one contender, number two contender, or a champion.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, it's amazing because everybody has a bad night. There's sometimes when you just get tired of doing that shit and they go out and they get fucked up or whatever. But he hasn't.
I know, well, bro, he's probably
the body of work. It's crazy.
He's probably the greatest of all time. Yeah. It could.
Did you see that Joanna champion fight against Zhang?
My God. Yeah. What? That's the greatest woman. I think that's the best woman fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's one of the best, period.
Yeah, that was, killers. Period. That was a great fight. You're right, period. It was a great fight.
How disappointing was that main event after that, though?
That was terrible. That was, bro, and here's the thing. I like how the guy goes out there and he's like, yeah, Yoel wasn't doing anything. Neither were you, motherfucker. So what are you complaining about? And then Yoel had the balls, and I love my Cuban brother, to say the same thing. Oh, you running, motherfucker, so were you. You know what I'm saying? That was a brutal fight.
Is there anybody, and this is, you know, I like Yoel. I wish I looked like that motherfucker. But can you imagine having his wrestling pedigree? There's never been anybody in this sport, period, that had his level. Or even close to his level, and doesn't use it whatsoever.
Bro, here's a question I asked Dan Lambert. I know. How credible is that? That makes him more vicious. This is what I asked Dan Lambert when he was on the show. What would a 20-year-old Lombardi look Yoel look like in UFC? And he said, unstoppable. Could you imagine that guy if he would have joined when he was like 25? Unstoppable.
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he is the best wrestler that's ever did MMA
and never wrestles. Yeah,
and doesn't use it whatsoever. That's unreal that he doesn't even try.
Right, right, and he's 40 years old.
I hate
him. He's incredible. Yeah. Hey, Shane, before you leave, any recommendations on comic, TV series, or movies coming up, or that you've seen?
Listen to Highway to Hell almost with a comic recommendation, because if you want me to wrap it up, I'm gonna start talking about comics. That'll be another 30 minutes, but. As far as movies, the things I watched recently, I saw The Invisible Man. That was all right. If you hate men, if you're a woman that hates men, you'll like The Invisible Man. And I saw that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie too. Yeah, they were okay. Those are the ones we watched.
That movie was very overrated. I saw that, and that was very overrated. That boy, was that
dude, I do not disagree. A Star is Born.
A Star is Born, yes. Yeah, I went in there thinking, wow, this is going to be great, and it sucked.
Yeah, my expectations were pretty high, and I was kind of let down. But great, I mean, Lady Gaga is a good actress, you know. I thought she did great, and Bradley Cooper's awesome. But that story, I feel like that movie could have lasted about an hour and told the same story.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.